It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
There we go. It's being stubborn. Hey, good morning to you. It's a motivational Monday. It's the 24th already of May. This is Speak Out 2.0. Little Rod Stewart to kick off the show. Let me give you a little bit of weather for our area along the Colorado River. 94 today with a little bit of a breeze. 101 tomorrow, then we drop to 100. And then Thursday we're back up to 100 again. And Friday, 102. So it's going to be a nice week. Start to work on your tan. Sports information, we don't have any games today on KNTR Sports. Although yesterday, hey, the Suns did it, didn't they? They actually beat the Lakers 99-90. I was watching that. Oh, it was a good game. COVID information for you. Arizona reported this morning 450 cases, which is way down from the 600 numbers. So hopefully we can keep it right there. I like that. Zero deaths. I also like that. Mojave County will report probably around 2 o'clock today, 1 to 2 and somewhere in there. Roger will send out an email and we'll have those numbers for you tomorrow. If you need any information in Mojave County regarding COVID, the hotline into the health department is 753-8665. And don't forget, you can get vaccinations at MCC in Bullhead, Kingman, or Havasu. And they just drive in and get it. You don't have to make an appointment or anything. So, and I think they're taking anybody over 12, I believe. So check that out if you need it. Yes, our sponsors, I'm glad you asked. Well, we start off with Mojave Electric Cooperative, Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, and we had a big grand opening there last week, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and Gina's going to be here on Friday, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, ETCO Transmission and Auto Repair, and I think Joe's in here this week. Yeah, he's in here on Thursday. Also, TWN Communications, and of course, they're partnering with MEC, and they're bringing fiber-based internet to our community. Yay! Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. My favorite sentence of all time. But it's coming. So if you want it in your neighborhood, and tell your neighbors, too, so you can sign up. And it doesn't cost you anything. Just go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband, put your information in. That just tells them you want it when it's available. And it's going to be a while yet. They're still laying a bunch of lines and putting them up in the air and everything else. So I'll keep you posted. And if you have questions, you can call 888-227-2095. We're also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. And pets love it at Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Call 754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park at the airport. Mojave Mortgage. Yes, you know, there was a rumor all over Havasu. I had people texting me all weekend. I had people calling me. I stopped at an intersection. Somebody rolled down a window and yelled at me. They all wanted to know about this rumor that Chad forgot the combination to the vault. No, it is not true. I talked to Chad. People were lined up at the door. I guess they thought they couldn't get in because he didn't know the combination. Well, no, he does know the combination. He does get money out of the vault. So if you need some money, he can get into there. Just stop by, fill out a couple pieces of paper, and boom, he gives you the cash right there. Goes in the vault. You need $300,000. Here you go, sir. Counts it all out for you. $1, $2, all the way up to $300,000. Yeah, he's a little slow. So call 288-2691. Make an appointment. Get one there and see Chad. Don't talk to anyone else. Just Chad. He's the president, the CEO, and the guy with the combination. All right, now into the studio. For the first time, the Mojave County Sheriff Doug Schuster decided to pick somebody really good, really, really good, from the Mojave County Sheriff's Office, Captain Don Bischoff, the commander of the adult jail in Mojave County. How are you, Captain?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
Good. How many captains do we have in Mojave County?
Currently one.
One? Tag, you're it, huh?
Tag, I'm it. Yeah.
And you were telling me you're like the number four guy in the chain of command?
Number four, yeah.
So if one, two, and three are on vacation, you're like running the whole place.
Then usually I'll try and go on vacation, too.
Because you've been around. You know how long this works.
I know,
huh?
How it all works, yeah.
When did you get your first badge for the sheriff's office?
So I started with the sheriff's office in the jail as a corrections officer back in 1987 with the then new jail on Pine Street.
Yeah.
So.
And now look at your jail.
Much bigger.
Much bigger. Are you running out of room yet?
No, we're not running out of room. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We're trying to control that.
Well, and COVID kind of helped that, didn't it?
It did. We worked with all of our area law enforcement in the county, and the prosecutor's office and probation and the courts, and we were able to keep our population low so that we could maintain quarantine processes.
You could almost say for the first time, law enforcement, the county jail system, and the prosecutors were trying to keep people out of jail.
Yeah. We're still holding people accountable.
Oh, yeah.
Making them responsible for their actions and everything else, but really took a close look at who needed to be in jail while their cases worked through the system and who really probably didn't represent a threat to the community and could stay out.
Because you were having to quarantine anybody who came in, right?
Yes, and we still are.
Yeah, and you still. So basically, they're arresting the felonies, the flight risks, and the dangerous people, and still bringing those guys to you.
Yeah, anybody that like I said, doesn't represent a threat to the community.
Right.
And it's a relatively low level offense, then they can go ahead and submit their charges with the prosecutor's office. And continue to prosecute him. They just stay out of custody during that time.
Yeah. And now last week you got two murderers brought to you. One by
I'll tell you, 2020 was something else. I know that, it was different in a lot of ways, but we saw a lot of violent criminals coming into custody, a lot of homicides all over the county and everything else. So we've got quite a few in there.
Right? Yeah. Two last week, one in Bullhead, one in Fort Mojave.
Yeah.
And both those guys are currently your customers.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah, they're there.
Are they in a separate area because they are that violent?
Yeah, so it depends on their history, their criminal history, and their current behavior and everything else. But, yeah, they're going to be classified a little bit higher.
Yeah.
In the process.
They don't get as much outside time and everything?
No.
Yeah, I can imagine so. Wow. 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 So, right now, how much room do you have? How many more people can you actually take in the jail? Do you have an idea?
Well, we have a lot of room, but while we're still working through the quarantine process, that eats up a lot of room. We've had a situation where
there's something wrong with my board that does that.
Yeah. So as long as you start, don't start hitting me. But the process of running the quarantine has caused us to repurpose some of the space that's generally used for just regular housing, but we've had to create space for the quarantine.
Right.
So we still have plenty of space. The jail is not overpopulated or overcrowded or anything else, but because we're working through the quarantine process, that bed space is like prime real estate.
Right.
So,
if you're out there thinking about crimes, they still have room for you. Don't.
We're still open for business. Yes. We've never closed for business.
Yeah, you're open for business every day.
The vacancy sign has remained on.
You know, when I was a kid, I was an explorer with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And they didn't test your eyesight then when you were a kid. You know, later they did, and they go, you're almost blind in your right eye. The sheriff's office in L.A., they round the county every night, and they pick up all the prisoners at all the jails. But here in our county, everyone brings you their prisoners, right?
To a certain extent, we do work with the Lake Havasu City Police Department and the Bullhead City Police Department, and I think even before the COVID, we tried to coordinate a kind of a daily round robin, so to speak, if it was necessary and everything else. But Bullhead tries to get any of their arrests to the jail as quickly as they can. They just as soon not hold them in their lockup area.
Right.
And, of course, Havasu, the city has a small jail, and they, a lot of times, if they have an arrestee that's compliant and not causing them any problems, they'll keep them until their first court appearance, which is usually the next day, and then we'll coordinate. We usually pick them up.
Okay.
And bring them up to our facility.
And now, with video, and not just COVID, but even with video before COVID, they're going to fix this soon, I hope.
Yeah.
Because we keep losing part of our hearing in our ears. Even with before COVID, video was more in place. So, because I remember the days you used to see the sheriff's van pull up at the courthouse and everybody get out in shackles. But now you don't have to bring them to court every day in Bullhead and Havasu.
We've had video capabilities for quite a while, and the COVID really kind of brought that to the forefront. You know, obviously the courts were severely restricted in their operations and what they would allow inside the courtroom and everything else. So they started relying more and more on the video. Those courts and some judges that were perhaps less likely to make use of that technology, the COVID kind of forced them into that.
Yeah.
And what it's done is it's really shown a lot of the judges and the staff and everything else that, hey, this is pretty efficient. We can actually do this.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Superior Court in Kingman has moved into their expansion and everything else. And there's a lot of new technology there. But with everybody wanting to make use of the video, we currently have four video courtrooms inside the jail. But through the COVID, those got pretty busy.
Yeah.
So I'm working with our IT people and the courts, and we're actually in the process of creating two more video courtrooms inside the jail.
Oh, okay.
Because of demand. So
yeah, because if all the courts are using them, and that puts it back on you because you're shuttling these guys in and out, right?
Yeah, and we just soon not shuttle them outside the facility.
Right.
We'd rather move them around inside the facility. One, it's just safer. Anytime you take an inmate outside of the facility, there's a potential for something to happen. Plus, it requires extra staffing and everything else, and it's a lot easier for us to manage and just more efficient than if we can just move them around inside the facility to an available video courtroom.
Now, I know the sheriff recently got body cameras for all the deputies. Do you guys have cameras with your personnel?
We don't have body cameras, but the facility has
several
hundred
everywhere.
Cameras all over the place. And, of course, there's always a place where you wish you had a camera and you don't.
Right.
But the sheriff's office, the jail, and county facilities is working on upgrading that technology.
Good.
And we'll be adding some cameras and everything else. So because we have surveillance cameras all through the facility, there's probably less of a need to have
the
body-worn cameras.
Right. Okay. Very good. Well, let us take our first break here. If you have a question, by all means, pick up your phone. Call 702-298-1063. You might want to learn something about the jail. You might have a question, or you might know somebody who's staying up there. Check on them. You know, give us a call. 702-298-1063. We'll be right back.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ACCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Memorial Day is one of the biggest celebrations of the year, and the Laughlin Outlet Center will be bursting with sales. Check out the Watchman, Boys and Girls Club, and the New Island Style Kitchen specializing in Hawaiian food. We will soon celebrate June 1st when Nevada will be 100% open for business. saxophone entertainment on the weekends at the Laughlin Outlet Center in the food court.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Distracted driving is dangerous, Arizona. When you pick up your phone to send a text message, you're putting lives at risk. When you pick up your phone to take a call, you're putting lives at risk. When you pick up your phone to check an email, you're putting lives at risk. And now, when you pick up your phone while driving, it's also against the law in Arizona. Don't get a ticket. Don't pick up your phone. Sponsored by Arizona Chapter National Safety Council and Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by, well, starting next Monday, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric. If you need an electrician, this guy can take care of residential, commercial, new construction, and high-line power if you happen to need that. He's got trucks all over Mojave County every single day. They're coming to my house tomorrow to do some work for me. I want an extra light and I'm replacing my lights in the hallway with those from those dome lights, you know, to the what do they call it, canister lights up in the ceiling, you know. Yeah, they're going to fix that for me. So they can do yours, too. Call 718-9444. And for emergencies, they're available 24-7 because problems don't just happen Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So put the number in your cell phone, 718-9444, available 24-7. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, well, they got, let's see, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, art, and the thrift store. So if you need something, come on over here. And on the outside, we got, oh, let's see here, we got pet daycare, we got a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, the rumors are not true. They're not tearing it down, and it's not for sale. Mojave Electric Cooperative. Don't forget, they're teamed up with MEC and TWN equals fiber-based technology coming to our area. Yeah, it's going to improve MEC's ability to know when your power is out, and they'll know it before you can pick up the phone and call them. Yeah, because it's going to be connected to the meter. Yeah, so even if you don't want the internet from TWN, it's going to be connected to your meter. It's going to be in your house anyways. So you might as well call and say, well, how do I get that internet? Call 763-1100 and ask for Regina. Back in the studio with the captain from the jail in Mojave County. And when you go to meet, because I know all you jail commanders probably get together around the state a couple times a year. When you sit there and listen to like the Maricopa County Jail, you just kind of sit back and go, I don't have any of his problems.
I wished I could, but and I will tell you that before the COVID, we usually had a quarterly meeting someplace in the state.
Yeah.
During the COVID, since March of last year, we've had a weekly teleconference call.
Weekly?
In fact, our call today is at 11 o'clock, so I may be a little late for that. But no, we communicate on a regular basis, and obviously they have more facilities, Maricopa County. They have more inmates. But they have the same problem. So we communicate on a regular basis with all the jails. And share ideas, especially during the COVID, what's working for you guys, what's not worked, what have you experienced. And we've really helped one another out across the state.
Good, good. So you steal ideas from them too?
Absolutely. Yep. And quite honestly, they steal ideas from us as well.
Good. Because you got a good team in the jail.
We have a great team.
And,
yeah.
And they've come up with ideas that work that maybe they don't think about in Maricopa County.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's an example of that?
So as we've gone into the COVID, just as an example, dealing with work release issues and volunteer inmate programs that are run largely by volunteers, in other words, people coming in from the outside the facility,
right?
And work details and things of that nature. How are you working through those issues? And we said, well, this is what we're doing. The other part of that is how do you keep, because just because somebody's in jail and it's the COVID and people can't come in and the courts have really slowed down, their case still has to move. So there still has to be meetings with attorneys. How do you make that happen?
Right.
And we've just shared the ideas as here's how we've done that. We've done things basically that we'd never done before. So we'll grab an inmate and he wants to talk to his attorney. The attorney needs to talk to him real quick. They don't really want to come into the facility.
Right.
So we'll grab a phone and put him on a phone and let him talk.
Okay.
We've invested, like everybody is using video conferencing, so we're using Zoom too.
So that helps too.
Absolutely.
Okay. Caller, did you have a question?
Yes. A couple of months ago, a man came into the county supervisor meeting and asked about the situation with the basketball and his girlfriend that was incarcerated at the time and her inability to be able to get to play on the basketball court. And later on, during an intermission, he called me aside and asked me if I thought that the supervisors would do anything about it immediately, and I told him that if he wants anything done immediately, he's going to have to talk to Sheriff Schuster, and so I directed him to Sheriff Schuster. I pointed him out to him, and he had a conversation with him, but I don't know how all that turned out. I'll listen off the air if you have any comments on that.
All right, thank Kenny, thank you very much. Did that come to your level at all?
Absolutely, it did. So I did reach out to that gentleman. I can't remember his name, but probably some bad information. The current jail that we have, we moved into it December of 2010. It's never had basketball for anybody.
Oh.
We don't have a basketball. We don't have a basketball court. We don't have a basketball hoop. We do have recreation area for each of the housing units. And generally, there's a handball. Normally, they can play a little bit of handball.
Okay.
And everything. But we've never had basketball there. Now, on the old Pine Street jail, the two exercise yards or rec areas that we have, they did have basketball, but that was
years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was a little bit of bad information.
So not only is she not playing basketball, nobody is.
Nobody is. Yeah.
So there's not a court to begin with.
There's no court.
Is there any plans to increase that outdoor exercise?
No. The way they designed and built the current facility is it's based on daylight.
Okay.
So each housing unit has a large space that allows a lot of the natural sunlight to come in.
Okay.
The day room areas or the common areas inside each housing unit is fairly large, and that's where most of the rec exercise takes place.
Oh, okay, inside.
There is a smaller area off of each housing unit that affords them to have some fresh air in a secure area.
Okay.
But, plans to create recreation and
basketball courts
and basketball courts or tennis courts or anything like that.
What about TV? Now, how much access do they have to normal television?
So, it's a good question. And they do, in every housing unit, there's a large, I think it's a 60-inch flat-screen TV that's mounted about 20 feet up on the wall.
So they can't get to it.
So they can't get to it. And we don't have cable. We don't have satellite. It's the over-the-air TV through the district. And that's what they have. And,
well, still, that's the main channels, right?
That's the main channels,
that's ABC, CBS, NBC,
it
Fox.
Covers
yeah.
everything, yeah. yeah. And so every housing unit has one of those TVs. And they don't argue too much over what they watch. They work that out. But they do have access to television, so they have access to the news.
So what happens when they watch Law & Order? And all of a sudden, there's a case like theirs, and then the next morning, they're going, hey, wait a minute, this guy got out. How come I'm still in here?
Yeah, well, that's probably conversations that they have with their attorneys. But there are cases occasionally in the intake area. There's a passive booking area, and there's a television in there. And I'll tell you, more often than not, I walk by there, and Judge Judy's on, and I turn around and ask him, I say, maybe you should have been watching Judge Judy a long time ago, and you wouldn't end up in there. They just laugh, and away we go.
702-298-1063. If you have a question, you can call in also. We'll be right back.
Don't hesitate. Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Ashley Parker, Universal Banker 1 with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours. Friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
A little sticks for you at half past. Well, 33 past. Paul Lavoie's coming up next, and he's got the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Buster Johnson, on Speak Out right after the top of the hour. And Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a 4-star rated facility. Brought to you, and they're, you know, they're rated by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize. Sanitize my voice. Sanitize, and they test everybody in the building once a week for COVID. Yeah, they have to, you know, it's the rules. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yes, it, you know, it's gonna, I told you we're going to hit 101 tomorrow. If it's not going to be comfortable in your home or your office, you better pick up the phone right now. Call 758-2400 in Bullhead City, Kingman, and now in Niles, and so right around California there, they can call Arizona Comfort Solutions too. So get the team of experts to take a look at your thermostat, your air conditioning, your swamp cooler. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. And Barron Services, experts in pools, designs, installation, and schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in, oh, they can do installation, they can do repairs, they can do replacements and monitoring for your alarm system, experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, and Barron's uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. Call Barron's for scheduled treatments, 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen. Yes, we had a big grand opening there last Thursday. And it's the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. That's right, I said healthy. He's got a healthy breakfast, healthy lunches, and healthy dinners. And you'll find they're tasty and they're filling, too. Plus, they're good for you. And he's also got nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Check out the entire menu at the website. It's ProFitKitchen.com. And that's K-I-T-C-H-I-N, because he had to be different. KitchenIN.com. So give them a call. All right. And also, I don't know why that's ringing. Also, I wanted to tell you that it's good food because we had got a lot of samples last week. We're also brought to you by Warm Sea, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Wings of an Angel, Echo Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, Mojave Mortgage, and starting Monday, the holiday, Laughlin Ranch Golf Club comes on board. Back in the studio with the captain for the jail. And so you don't see right now that there's need to expand the jail facility?
No.
But when you sit back and do your long, like Doug has this 10-year plan for the sheriff's office, I'm assuming that part of that also brings in the jail.
Yeah, it does. His strategic plan does bring in all parts of the sheriff's office to include the jail. And when they designed and built the jail that we're in now, they did factor in at least one, if not two, areas where they could expand for future use. And so we have looked at that from time to time. But I think if we continue to work with our area law enforcement and just really closely evaluate who needs to be in jail and who maybe doesn't, then we can kick that down the road as long as we can. Because, we don't want to keep building more and more jail. We want to try and solve some of the issues and only expand when it's time.
So during the time of COVID, and you guys have all worked together with the prosecutors and the judges and with the law enforcement agencies in Mojave County, which is a long list, do you think that system is working better than just bringing everybody and putting them in jail?
I think that it is. I think during the COVID, I think it's caused everybody to take a close look. And that's a trend nationwide in some of the what's called justice reform, is looking at bail and bond and just really figuring out who needs to be in jail and who doesn't, you know. And historically, if somebody committed a crime, they went to jail and they stayed there until their case was resolved.
Right.
And that can take time. And we've had people that have stayed in our custody at the local jail working through their case for almost 5 years.
Wow.
And, you know, right now I think the average, it's been a while since I've checked it, but the average stay is at about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people that are there and they get released in 12 hours or 18 hours or whatever. And then there's those. We have one I know that just recently took a plea, but his case, working through his case to get to that point, was almost 4 years. So on average, it's about 3 weeks. But they're just looking at everything. And the county continues to look at substance use and mental health issues.
Right.
Statistically, people that have mental health issues have a tendency to end up in jail much more frequently. And when they end up there, they stay there longer than those that don't.
But it's not a solution to their problem.
It's not.
Right.
You're not going to arrest your way out of that solution. And the county and agencies all over are constantly working to find different solutions to that. And the jail's part of that solution as well. We're working with a lot of different groups.
Yeah. I know my friend Chaz Martinez with Talus Harbor
did
a lot of training with a lot of the law enforcement agencies around Mojave County in helping them understand the mental health issues and helping them to deal with them so that we're not on the national news where somebody was shot and killed, asking for help.
We had actually been working with Chaz as the pandemic was starting and we had to scale everything
back. Right,
but he was going to help us with some mental health first aid training in the jail. And we found some ways in very small numbers to continue that through the COVID. But we're very hopeful as we come out of whatever it is that we just went through, we can start doing more and more. But I can tell you that the staff that we have exposed and trained with mental health illness and the mental health first aid training, everything else, we do see a difference in the way our staff interacts with those inmates. They're more reserved. They're more patient.
Understanding, maybe.
And understanding and trying to work through those issues. So we've seen a good return on that investment. And
good.
I look forward to getting with Chaz again.
Yeah,
so that we can start ramping that up.
Good. I know he'll be ready.
Yeah,
because
he's always ready.
Well, he is. He likes doing it, and he likes educating people about people who have problems.
Yeah,
you know, and when he's a guest in here, he talks a lot about the fact that we go to the doctor all the time when our arm hurts, our neck hurts, our back hurts, but not when our brain hurts.
Yeah,
you know, or not when we have a problem like that.
Exactly.
And I think even our last the murder last week in Bullhead, the mom was saying that her son who killed the stepdad had a lot of mental issues.
Yeah.
And so I hope he doesn't, you know, get away from murder on that, but it's probably going to play a part of it.
Yeah, I'm sure that it will. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it will. So I've gone down my whole list here. Totals, how many people do you have in the jail right now? Do you know?
So this morning we have 387.
Oh, okay.
And so that number is low, like I said, because of the COVID and trying to work through the quarantine process and everything else. But this is the time of the year when business kind of ramps up. So from Memorial Day to Labor Day, things usually
summertime,
pick up.
Summertime, yep.
And so right now we're at 307 or 387, but here a couple of weeks ago we were well over 400, and we ran out of quarantine bed space. So we had to juggle some things around and adjust to that. So our benchmark, and the CDC has changed some of their guidance for jails and prisons.
Oh, good.
With regard to COVID, but one of our benchmarks has always been to get to the point where we could offer the inmates the vaccine, and we had some issues working through those processes with the Arizona Department of Health Services. That took twice as long as what it really should have.
Uh-huh.
But we finally got that going, and last week we offered up our first round of the Moderna vaccine. And we had about a 20% participation rate, which was
good.
pretty good. I was hoping for higher, but we had many that jumped on board in the last minute. And I think that a lot of them are going to watch and see what happens to those who are vaccinated.
Yeah.
There's some skepticism.
When they get their second shot, they're all going to be sick for 24 hours.
And so, we think that the participation rate will go up. It has been fairly high in a lot of the jails and prison yards across the state. It's actually been pretty high. So we're optimistic about that. And once we get that second dose out, then we can start looking at changing some of our processes and returning to normal, whatever that is.
So that'll help you in your whole COVID plan.
Absolutely, yes.
That changes all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. From where you were a year ago with COVID to where you are today, it's much better.
Yeah, it is better. We know so much more than what we did a year ago.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And what we thought we knew a year ago, we were wrong. And,
yep.
You know. So yeah.
I still wipe down the door handle every day though, and the chair and the headsets.
Well,
there's
good things. I mean, that's one thing that's happened the last year. There's been a lot of cleaning and sanitizing and disinfecting that's gone on.
Pieces of glass
in our facility.
Yeah.
You know, there's glass all over.
Plexiglass and the thing I always tell people is that's never going to go away.
I don't think it will go
away. It won't go away
completely.
At Circle K or anywhere else. You know, they're going to keep that up, which will help with the common cold and the flu and everything else. I think once we get to a point that we say we're normal again, and hopefully that's sometime this year, we're just going to see that all of us stay a lot healthier going forward.
I think so, yeah.
You know, I think all of us are taking more time washing our hands and just watching our behaviors and everything else. So.
Yeah, early on, like I said, when the pandemic started, we had a lot of communications with all of our inmates and everything else, trying to keep them informed and trying to give them the best information that they could.
Right.
Because we know that a lot of times their sources of information from the outside is usually not a reliable source. It's a family member who got something on Facebook or someplace else. And quite honestly, even trying to watch the news and trying to get good information out of there.
Sometimes it's difficult.
Got a little bit difficult, but
did you find that your inmates started watching the news and seeing, like in Southern California, when they were releasing people that were in?
That they watched.
Yeah, I bet they did.
They were constantly telling me, "Look, you've got to release."
Can I get out now?
They're doing it over here, and my comment back to them, I says, some of you guys have been to that facility.
Yeah.
Before the COVID, they needed to release. They were overcrowded and everything else, and they'd say, "Well, yeah, I guess you're right." And I would tell them, "So the things that we're doing here, we've been able to depopulate very very organically and slowly down to a level where we can create these safety processes. You guys are working with us. You're helping clean and sanitize and disinfect. The officers are doing that. We have masks and everything else." And I would tell them, I said, "I feel safer here than I do at home or at Walmart."
Yeah.
So fast forward, as you know, I missed a show here a while back because I came down with COVID.
Because you came down with it, right.
And I worked with the lab and everything else, and the reason I got it was not from work. I got it from one of the kids who had returned to school and had brought it home, and the whole family had it. So as it turns out, I was right. I was safer at work than I was at home at Walmart. But we've had, so far through the pandemic, we've had 20 of our staff that have, and I'm one of those,
yeah,
that have tested positive, and that includes our custody staff, but it includes our medical staff, our kitchen staff, our maintenance staff.
Yeah, right. Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody that works there. And just 71 inmates during the pandemic. And I would say that a majority of those that have, the inmates that have tested positive, the overwhelming majority were asymptomatic. They were tested and identified as being positive during our quarantine process so that they didn't, which is exactly where we wanted
sure,
to catch them.
Right.
And we did have one small outbreak, very mild illnesses and symptoms with that. We only had one that got fairly sick. But during that process, we had identified that a couple of his family members had died from COVID complications. So, but we were able to treat all those that became sick in our medical facility. We didn't have to send anybody out. So we maintained it. We kept things down
good.
To a manageable level. So the jail staff did an amazing job.
Yeah, my wife worked up there in the jail for a while, many years ago, when she first became a nurse and couldn't get hired anywhere because she was a brand new nurse.
Yeah.
And I called Tom Sheehan, the sheriff, and said, please hire my wife in your jail. And he goes, well, I'll see what I can do, but we don't hire the nurses in the jail. And
yeah.
So, but, yeah, she worked in there for a while.
Yeah.
And I think her friend Carol is still there.
I think we do have a Carol.
Yep, you do. Yep. They were classmates when they went to nursing school.
Yeah.
So now you probably don't have any inmates with it.
Currently, no. And it's been probably 30 days or more since our last positive case. We still do testing of those in the quarantine process. So we're testing about three times a week. Samples went this morning to the lab in Flagstaff. And we'll do it again on Wednesday and probably on Friday. So three times a week.
So that's just the people that are in the quarantine
in the
area,
quarantine.
Not the whole building?
No, just
okay.
the quarantine.
Good. So you don't have to test everybody again?
No.
Finally.
Yeah.
Did you at one point in time have to test everybody?
No, we did test two housing units, but not the entire facility.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because my friends at Legacy, and they got a couple facilities in Kingman, have to test every week everybody in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets a little old.
Yeah, I'm ready
and
for
costly.
It to be over.
And costly.
Yeah.
You had to absorb a lot of costs, right?
So, we're absorbing the cost of the testing through our budget somehow. I'm not sure how. it's expensive, but we worked with a private lab in Flagstaff, TGN, and they've been absolutely amazing partners through all of this.
Good.
We submitted our first round of testing May 22nd, so it's been a year now that we've had this partnership, and they've agreed to run samples on weekends, on holidays.
Okay.
They've just really been over backwards to work with us. They understand the importance of maintaining the jail operations and everything else, so they've been great partners. We pay substantially less for those tests than public labs and everything else. So we've got a good partnership. And like I said, they've just been amazing to work with.
That's probably one of the positive things that came out of this?
Very positive. And the thing about working with this lab, and I'm sure that all labs do it, but the communication and the research that goes on with these, they were able to, my sample was submitted. I got, as people were starting to test positive at home, I said, well, I better get tested. And it worked out that we were sampling inmates, so I had one of the nurses
take care of me too.
Shove the stick up my nose, and it went to the lab with all the others, and they were able to sequence and basically do the research and identify what variant it was.
Wow!
And where it came from. And the last I heard, it was the Brazilian variant that had mutated multiple times, and they've tracked it back to Illinois.
Which one of your family members is from Illinois?
Well, my wife is, but we've not been there, so I don't know how that. Well, I don't think we've been there. I haven't, but not recently. But it's been great to work with them, and they're using this as research.
Good, so. Excellent. I'm glad to hear that. So that's good to know. All right, 702-298-1063 is our number. If you have a question for the captain, give us a call. The Suns and the Lakers are back on KNTR Sports tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. I just found that out. That's 100.5 or 94.3. We'll be right back.
Do you and your friends often say, where do we want to go for lunch? Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things: bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provides in-home senior care, assisting those in need with 24/7 care, meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman, providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel in-home care, 928-404-2480.
Mojave Electric Cooperative encourages our members to participate in the free funding available for our weatherization program, hosted by WACOG in the city of Bullhead, to provide energy-efficient home upgrades for low-income families looking to save money on their utility bills. To find out more information about this program, please visit with our energy management staff located in our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, or call 928-763-1100 and ask to speak with an energy management team member today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry, four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095. You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what all do they do at Legacy Rehab and Care Center? Well, the rehab area helps patients with physical, occupational, and speech therapy and gets them back on the road in no time. The care center is designed to help patients with skilled nursing and all the luxuries of home. Stop in sometime and take a tour. Get your questions answered. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
A little Bonnie Raitt. Oh, Bonnie Tyler. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, brought to you each and every day by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. They continue to service Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. Here in the mall, we have the Laughlin Walk-In. In Fort Mojave, they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95, right across from Casa Serrano, on the corner there of Hammer and 95. The Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock Road and Train Road. The Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek Road and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, a sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then, of course, they have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well, call 763-2273 and Claudia answers the phone. She'll transfer you to someone that can get you an answer to your question or take good care of you. Farm Bureau Financial Services. Greg's coming in next month. Do you often think you're paying too much for insurance? Well, maybe you need to sit down with a professional. Lay out your plan, lay out what you're paying, and see if they can help you. Call right now and make an appointment. 763-8464. Greg, Stephanie, or David can sit down with you, look at your policies, go over them with you, your life insurance, your home insurance, your auto insurance, your commercial insurance. Plus, they do farms and ranches. So take those policies in, let them look at them, see if they can bundle something, put it together, and maybe save you some money. Make an appointment today to save money. What a concept. 763-8464.
Wings of an Angel. Seniors often find daily tours become difficult as they grow older. Yes, assisting those in need 24/7 is Wings of an Angel. Meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, personal care, pet care even. They don't have it on the list, but I'm sure they would run your dog to the vet. Call Wings of an Angel. They take care of that. They serve Bullhead City. They serve Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, and then Golden Valley and Kingman. So if you're in those areas and you need some help, call 404-2840. Everything but medical. But all those things that are important to a senior. Yeah. If you need some help, 928-404-2840. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Well, transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil regularly, but when's the last time you had someone look at your transmission? Oh, yeah. $99 for most vehicles. And speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change when you get a tune-up at ATCO. Plus, right now they're suggesting it's a great time to get your air condition checked before it's 118 in your car, you know? Yeah, $19.99 plus Freon. That's a great deal. Call 444-1244. Make an appointment. Get your vehicle in there and get it taken care of. We're also brought to you by TWE Communication, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, soon Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. And we got about 2 minutes left here with the captain. Anything major you'd like the public to know about the jail that they don't know about?
Well, I don't know. I can tell you that there's just, you know, we've talked about the pandemic and some of the things that we've done inside the facility and everything else. And we've just had the staff working inside the jail have just really rocked it during this pandemic. I'm sure that they've probably grumbled and complained a little bit, but I've not heard it.
Probably at home to their spouses.
Yeah, I'm sure. But they've just knuckled down and they've done everything we've asked. They've pulled together just a great team working to do what needs to be done. You know, we're short-staffed. So if anybody is interested in an awesome career in law enforcement, then go to the Mojave County website and just go to the I Want To tab and apply for a job. The detention officer, we have openings. We've tried to streamline the process to get onboarded, to go through the background process and onboarded very, very quickly. And usually within 24 hours of applying, the application hits my desk.
Oh, good.
We do an initial review. Somebody reaches out. We start getting the information together. It's an awesome place to work. It's not as scary as everybody thinks it is. You meet, obviously, a lot of interesting people.
Yes.
If you have the desire to go out into the street or into probation or any of these other fingers that are in the criminal justice system, you're going to get a great foundation there.
Fantastic. Well, Captain, thank you so much for coming down.
Well, thank you.
And getting a break a little bit from
your
normal day.
Yeah.
And but it is interesting. You did have to ask a lot of things of your jail staff that you normally don't ask.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they had to be quite...
And they took it.
Quite adaptable.
They owned it.
They owned it. That's good.
I'm very proud of them.
Thank you so much for coming in. Good information. And if you ever have a question, you can always call the sheriff's office and they can get you right over to Don.
Yep.
And he can answer your questions. And like he said, sometimes, you know, like Kenny said, sometimes the information that goes around the supervisor's room isn't quite accurate. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Don't forget, Paul Lavoie is up next. He's got Mojave County.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.